Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our monthly managed care call, joined today by our partners with Iowa Total Care. Today is May 10th, 2023. We'll get started here like we normally do. I like to run over or run through some of the recent releases of informational letters just to make sure that we have those in front of you. They've all been, you know, published in our weekly bulletins and all that, but just like to take the opportunity here as well to chat and just, you know, flag it for everyone as far as notices that have come out over the last month or so that would be of importance to you all. So a few of those that I wanted to talk about here quick today, there is a, there's one info letter here about 2459, IL 2459. That is the Molina provider contracting and training update. I'm not going to go into a whole lot of details here. I'll probably save that more so for our Molina call, which is next. But that is out there. It's info letter 2459 talking about contracting and training, upcoming training with them. Our next info letter is 2461. This is a home health listening session. We usually have quite a few home health members on these calls, and so wanted to flag this for you all, that the department is putting together a listening session where providers are invited to this virtual training or this virtual listening session to talk about challenges to the current home health system. And then if you have any ideas on ways to improve that, those challenges, that would be a good opportunity to share some of those with the department as they're looking to at ways to improve access to home and community-based services and home health services in Iowa. That training or that listening session, I keep calling it training, that listening session is on Monday, May 22nd from 4 to 5:30. And so there's a registration within that info letter that we would encourage you to also to check out. And then lastly, there's a HCBS waiver eligibility, and it's basically providing a clarification on waiver eligibility policy pertaining to the need for services. And so there's, you know, it's about a page and a half of different information about waiver and the process of attaining waiver services, you know, when you may fall off, or if you haven't utilized the services for a quarter, you know, sometimes you're falling off the list. And so just wanting to check out that it's outlining the protocol for the attrition and reissuing of the waiver slots. And so just wanted to flag that again for you all too. So those are the three that I mostly wanted to talk about before jumping into the question and answer portion of the call, but I'll pause here because I know we have our team from Iowa Total Care on and see if you guys have any thing that you'd like to, announcements or anything like that that you'd like to make.
Thanks, Brandon. Appreciate the opportunity as always each month to join the association call for insights from your members. In terms of any updates, we are in the process of updating our map. We have an individual who was promoted to another position, and so we are moving some folks around, and only really comes down to one person that we will be hiring in our Region 2 area. So not much change for you folks, but always want to make sure that you do not keep the link to the map that as it changes, unless you are saving the UR code. So, because that will update each time. So always want to preface folks to utilize the most current map for any opportunities you may need to reach out to your provider relations folks. And that's what I got.
Awesome. Thanks, Jeannie. I'll go into our pre-submitted questions. And I know that, you know, Jeannie and I have talked about these, but we figured we'd share them again for the audience here as well. The first one, and many of you probably received the notice that came out about the G0155's clinical social worker. This is going to be mostly related to home health, I would say. But saying that as of 5/11/23 at the end of the PHE, that code will no longer be a covered code for Iowa Total Care. And so I just wanted to chat about that quick and see if Jeannie, you wanted to provide any additional insights on that.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you very much. We did have the provider alert that came out recently. And to clarify that, we allowed code GO155 during the pandemic. I think the confusion came in on that provider alert that we shared that the code was being eliminated. It is not being eliminated. The code is actually going to be, can only be used going forward now that the PHE has ended for hospice and skilled nursing services when those services are authorized and billing for a social worker. It's just not home health.
Yeah. And it sounded like too that section was removed through the administrative rules committee, I think back in like 2017 or something like that.
Correct.
That section was removed. And in the meantime, Iowa Total Care continued to provide or allow for the provision of that service by agencies. And so this is just coming into compliance with the Iowa Administrative Code, is my understanding.
You are absolutely correct, Brandon.
Okay. And so I know we have a few members, I suppose, who provide the social work service. I had a chat yesterday afternoon with Brian at Iowa Total Care, and he talked about, if those services continue to be needed by individuals, that there are social workers within Iowa Total Care that would be able to provide that. And so I don't know, Jeannie, that was obviously a conversation I had with Brian yesterday, but I don't know if you have any thoughts on that or additional perspective as far as social workers or how to speak with those individuals. Do you go through the case manager or maybe what's the route for that?
Yeah, absolutely. And in those situations, what you'd want to do is speak with and collaborate with the case managers, because they are the ones with the finger on the pulse for that particular member. And so always good to formulate a path for those individual members. So yes, you definitely would want to reach out to the individual members, and I will snag the case manager's map for you.
Awesome. Thanks, Jeannie.
Absolutely.
The second one that we had submitted, obviously on 4/1, there was a pretty significant rate enhancement because of changes to the quality assurance assessment fee program for our nursing facility members. And, there's sometimes a lag in getting those rates updated and implemented into the system. Many providers likely already billed that first week of May. And so just wanting to ensure, I guess, that those rates had been updated by Iowa Total Care.
Yep, this is Michelle at Iowa Total Care. Those rates were actually received prior to 4/1, so they were updated before the 4/1 effective date. So yes, they have been updated.
Awesome. So they've been in there for well over 30 days now. So that's great to
Correct.
Hear.
Yep.
Appreciate that. And then obviously, like I mentioned, most members don't submit until the end of the month or the first of the following month of services being provided. So I guess for those on the call who are submitting nursing facility claims with a 4/1 or April service dates, you should be receiving those paid at the new April 1 rate. So appreciative of Iowa Total Care for getting those in very timely. Okay.
Welcome.
Thanks, Hillary. Those are the only two questions that we had submitted ahead of time for our Iowa Total Care team. And I do see that there's a couple links in the chat, one to the new provider relations territory maps. And then I think that second one must be the CBCM map, Jeannie.
All right.
Awesome. And so, you know, if you're needing to find out who your community-based case manager is for some of your folks, that's where I definitely go and start having those conversations. If there are additional services that you're unable to provide, that the plan may need to have a focused effort on making sure that their members' needs are met. Okay, so I'm going to go into the chat now. So thanks for, I see a couple of people have submitted some questions in there. The first one is, I think it's a repeat of some previous denials that we've had, L6 denials. I think maybe Hillary, in the past, you've kind of touched on this. Do you have any thoughts to providers who are still receiving L6 denials?
Yes. So we did find one last error, and that is now fixed. So you should not see them going forward. We are doing one final sweep on those claims, so we will pick them up. You don't have to file disputes or anything on those. We will be automatically picking those up and reprocessing. I think we've reprocessed the majority of them, but some of those newer ones that hit that final error, we have to go back and pick up. So, but you don't have to do anything on your end. We will go ahead and take care of those for you.
Okay, thank you, Hillary. The next question I see in the chat is regarding the ability to get the remittances from Iowa Total Care's web portal. It sounds like we have at least one group having an issue finding those or getting those remittances. Is there any known issues on the remittances or that the portal that Iowa Total Care is aware of?
So I have just phoned a friend. So if you give me a little bit of time, I will find out if we have any update on that, Brandon.
Okay. I appreciate that.
Of course.
I'm going to go to this next question here that's in the chat. We have an issue with an incorrect rate for payment on, I want to say, speech therapy visits in home health care. We've contacted our rep and explained that ITC is paying above the Lupa rate, but now it's 6 months later and still paying wrong. What can we do to get this fixed? So I guess this is an instance. Obviously, you know, most of the time when we're talking about rates that are paid short, but this is obviously a rate that's paid too much, and just, I guess, goes to reassure that providers are just trying to get paid the rate that they're supposed to be getting paid. And so any thoughts on this member's question about being paid above their Lupa rate?
If we could get those examples from that provider, it may be one that we've talked about before, but I want to make sure we're looking at the right examples, and we can look into that. We appreciate you letting us know that you're getting an overpayment, and definitely want to make it correct so your books aren't off as well. So just if you could send those examples, we can definitely look into that and get that corrected.
Awesome.
And Brandon, I have an answer for you on the portal explanation of benefits.
Awesome.
We actually have had this identified as an opportunity. And so if you do have an opportunity that you are experiencing this, please contact your representative. They will submit a ticket for that and we'll have it escalated.
Okay. It just looks like there's a couple providers who may be having that same thing.
Yeah, we as reps here are also having the same opportunity. So we will, if we can get that information, please reach out to your provider relations specialist and we'll submit a ticket and see what we can do for you.
Okay. Awesome. I do see a couple other comments. This one is a response to the L6 denials. I'm not sure which. I think that, you know, on these calls, obviously we have members of all different kind of provider categories. I'm not sure when Jana is referring to L6 denials, if you're referring to nursing facility care, or if you're referring to home health care. Katie is obviously responding as far as a home health provider's solution to the L6 denials. And so Janet, if you are an L6 denial provider who has home health, then that could be a potential solution for you. Although I know that Hillary mentioned that they found one last thing to resolve that going forward. But Jana, if you are a SNF provider, which I wanted to say that you were, I think Hillary's solution is likely the route for you. But I appreciate the comment in there too, Katie.
And this is Hillary. That Z code will bypass, you know, needing an EOB for home health for both us and Amerigroup. But yeah, nursing facility, we will get those reprocessed, and they should not deny going forward because that is now corrected.
Awesome. And it does sound like Janet bills home health, so that's a potential area for you to look at, Janet, if you're not putting those Z codes on there. Okay. I'll pause now again and see if we have any other questions that want to be sent into the chat. Or obviously you can unmute as well if you would like to speak. We can definitely take questions that way. All right, cool. Hearing none. Oh, cut over July 1. So this question, cut over July 1, how will auth be handled with cut over? I'm not sure what that means, but I'm wondering if it has to do with individuals maybe who are being reassigned, or that reassignment process that occurs effective July 1. How will authorizations that have been approved through you all, or for individuals that maybe get reassigned to you, how will those flow, I suppose, effective July 1?
This is Hillary. I don't want to answer this entirely because I don't do the authorizations, but there is going to be continuity of care rules, which I believe is either 60 or 90 days. I can't recall, where the MCOs will share information on members that move. So they should fall in that continuity of care bucket if they get reassigned to a different MCO or end up with Iowa Total Care. We should get that information.
And that tracks with
that answer the question.
Yeah, that tracks with my understanding as well, Hillary, with the continuity care period, just ensuring that you're consistent in the level of care that's being provided. You're not increasing services during that time, because that would obviously trigger possibly some denials for you. Just making sure that whatever service level that person was at before, that is maintained. And then you should be okay for that period of time.
They also, Brandon, a recommendation to keep that little map handy link that we provided earlier, that you could always reach out to the case manager for any additional questions.
Awesome. Cool. All right. Well, we appreciate the time from the team at Iowa Total Care for joining us again this month. We will sign off of this call, and we will begin our next call at 11 with Melina. So thanks again for joining us.
Thanks, Brian. Appreciate it.
Thank you.